New York City Features by Eric Armstrong. Copyright 2004. Okay, so the first sound change we're looking at is the E sound, which is a little bit more open. That's what that little T under the I symbol, or E sound, means, that E is a little bit more E open. When the E happens in a stressed syllable at the end of a word, it's got a little on-glide, E. So, Ethan really agreed with Fabrice about the degree of police brutality. The final E sound, as in easy, is an E, again a little bit more open, like we heard in brutality. The I sound, like in kit, a little bit more open, kit, kit. Unstressed, I would be a schwa. In a word like rabbit, you're going to get a schwa. Sid didn't finish his awfully rich dessert because he felt pretty sick. The S sound in words like dress, pretty much eh. Not much of a difference. It should certainly be open. Dress. Len went for redheads, but yesterday he said he would wed a brunette. The A sound is hard to predict. There are two variations, just the A, probably has some nasality on it, eh. Or the on-glide version, yeah, yeah. That on-glide, yeah, is a little hard to anticipate when it's going to happen, and there are some rules, but we're not going to go into those right now. In words like guarantee, where it could possibly take that ah sound, do it, take the ah, so it's going to be guarantee, not guarantee. Marry, not marry. The bath list of words are merged with trap words, so we get trap bath, the same on-glidey sound. So Barry had Sam back after the dance for a glass of apple cider. The ah sound that you'd get in a word like palm is very bright. Palm, palm. It's not quite pam, palm, palm. So whether or not you're going to write it with an ah sound with a backwards pointing T or an ah sound with a forward pointing T depends on your point of view. Ah, sort of the sound we want. The psalm set by Bach was a calming balm to my father. The short O, what's spelt with an O, it's the sound ah in most dialects, in New York City has a very bright sound. You might recognize this from the inland northern dialect, the kind of sounds of the northern cities shift, places like Buffalo, Rochester, Chicago, Detroit. They all say a lot instead of a lot. So that's a similar sound, a lot. Words like orange that can be pronounced orange should go orange. So Florida orange juice, if you've heard that in an ad before, that comes from that New York sound. The or sound in oral should have the same sound as the thought sound change. So here we are for thought. Thought has an off glide, lots of lip rounding. Or, or. So that's a really rich or sound. So here's some mixed sentences with a few of both. The cloth word set, they're going to be merged with thought here in New York City. So some of these words are hard to anticipate. So Scott thought he ought to applaud the author after the talk. The song of the moth often bothered Rob, but not Tom. He got me a coffee and a hot dog. Hot dog is one of those really difficult words where it's both hot and dog. They're both spelt with O. Hard to anticipate where this is going to happen. The O sound is a little bit more relaxed. Here, when we're looking at the unstressed versions, you're going to have obey with a schwa, or obey if it's a little bit more stress. Possess, it's just going to be a schwa. And final unstressed O, window, window, depending on the kind of dialect that you're doing. Don't go home before you roll the ball through the goalposts, you oaf. The uh sound in foot has almost no lip rounding. So good cookbook, just very simple, unrounded lips. The ooh sound might have a slight on-glide. Ooh, ooh, it's true. There's good food in the new cookbook, and I'll prove it to you, you fool. The "uh" sound is very bright. The young mother punched the monk in the gut for touching her son. The "uh" sound in words like hurry, if it's optional, you can say hurry. I always think of Murray the dog on Mad About You. Paul Reiser always said Murray. Helen Hunt always said Murray. But we know it should be Murray for a New York City. Comma. It's going to be really comma. And in some instance, there might be an intrusive R. So words that end on a schwa, like sofa, idea, they might in some instances come out sort of sofa, idea, that kind of intrusive R creeping in. Inimitably, a word with an unstressed I is going to go into schwa, medial schwa. The er sound change. Er is going to be er in contemporary New York dialects. Er. So the nurse, word, bird. Archaic New York dialects, particularly Brooklyn, have this sound oi. Now, typically this is over-rounded oi, and that's too much. It should be oi, oi, almost no lip rounding at all. So the mighted bird fell to oit from its perch and landed near the worm. That's the archaic version. The contemporary version, the murdered bird fell to earth from its perch and landed near the worm. R, that's the sound we're going for. Into the diphthongs now. A is going to be a bit more open. A, Grace saved the razor for 8 days while staying at a place upstate. The I diphthong, when it's followed by a voiceless consonant, it's going to be more I. But when it's followed by a voiced consonant, or it's at the end of a syllable, it's going to be I, not oi. Don't round it to oi. Yeah? I tried to buy some Tide within 5 miles, but the price wasn't right. Can you hear that difference? The oi sound, generally oi, but rounding to a more tight oi sound, particularly in a stressed final syllable. The boy was annoyed by the noise coming from the toy. Now, there are some archaic words that take er. The example that immediately comes to mind is you say oyster, I say erster, earl for oil, and pernt for point. These are obscure, rare instances of a hypercorrection. New York speakers who used the oi for er sound shift, so they said nice for nurse, they knew that when they hear oi in their head, they switch to er. So they encounter a word like oyster, they hear oi in their head, they make the switch, and they say erster. So they're hyper-correcting, over-correcting when they don't need it. On to page 3. The ow diphthong is going to be a little bit twangier, closer almost to ow with an ash at the beginning. Shout loudly with the hometown crowd. The O, we talked about this a little earlier when we talked about unstressed O. O, it should be unstressed, relaxed, no rounding of the mouth. I don't know who the mauve brooch and the gold rope should go to. So far, we've been working on a lot of lip rounding on this dialect. Here, there's less lip rounding. Into the rhotic sounds. New York City is a non-rhotic dialect. That means that there's no R coloring, typically, in New York City. R for er is a bit of a difference. That one word group, the nurse word group, takes some R coloring. But on ear, air, R, or, ur, ire, and our, there is no R coloring. So, near, square, start, north, cure, sapphire, or sapphire, hour, it's all ending in a schwa. Start doesn't have an off-glide to schwa. Now, you'll notice on the notes that there are breaking versions of these for strongly stressed ones. So it goes to 2 syllables. Nia, square, north, cua, awa, with a W, sapphire, you have a little y on it. Those are the stressed version, very extreme versions of those pronunciations. So the rhotic sound sentences, the weird cashier at the pier had a beard. So you notice there's a linking R there. I don't care if they're scarce, Mary. I need a pair of canaries. The park wasn't far from the art gallery when we started. During the war, Corporal George Thorpe played organ in New York. Assure the insurance tourist that Truro isn't in Huron County. I would suspect that today there's a lot of people who are going to OAR on these sounds, just happening all over in North America. Inquire about the fire in the spire started by the choir. Our sour drinks were powerful. Gower cowered in the Bowery. Consonant sound changes. The WH sound is just a W, so when, where, which, while, and whatever, but not who. Doesn't matter. There's no who going on here. L's are fairly typical. Light L for the light L, and a darker L for the dark L. So all. It has quite a bit of darkness on it. Lulling is going to be a nice light L. All 12 elegant ladies leapt for the light lunch held by Helen. The R, initial R, is going to be quite rounded, so lots of lip rounding on that. Right. Very, either lots of lip rounding. Sometimes you get this sort of soft, mushy R. I think this is more related to New York Jewish accents, so you get very, very, very Merry Christmas to you. That sort of soft, medial R between two vowels. Linking R happens far away. So lots of lip rounding on that. The idea is, linking R, for running around the Bronx, Barry and Bertha always rented a car from Hertz. Initial T's are either a fairly dry, clean tip sound, or they have a little bit of aspiration. Tip, tip. Medial T's, in the middle of a word, are firmly D. We've talked about how the medial T might come out like a fish hook, batting, very light. Here it's very firm D, batting. Think D and you'll be on track. Final T could either be the dry T or the wet T. Sometimes it's going to be a glottal, so you get a word like hit me in the way that Britney Spears sings it, hit me baby one more time. That kind of glottalization of a T at the end of a word. Terry better get to try out his turtleneck sweater between now and Tuesday. Terry better try to get out his turtleneck sweater between now and Tuesday. Final ing endings frequently go to singing. Sometimes they're just singing, and sometimes you have a hard G. Please note that people in Long Island don't say Long Island. It's in other places in the New York area where they say a hard G on Long Island. After dancing, Stuart was putting on the engagement ring on Annie's finger and it was stinging. That's with the ng sound. Now with an N, after dancing, Stuart was putting on the engagement ring on Annie's finger and it was stinging. So in a word like stinging, you just drop the ing ending of the verb, stingin'. And then the hard G. After dancing, Stuart was putting on the engagement ring on Annie's finger and it was stinging. H dropping. This is a kind of a neat feature. This is where hue, and any word that begins with hue, drops the H and you just get you. So huge becomes huge. Human becomes human. So, example words, hubris, you, yuma, humid, huge, yugo, use. To be honest, I've never heard that last one being used, but I don't see why you couldn't do it. One feature that I haven't included on the sheets is the TH switch to T or D. So, a thing like thing might be ting, and those might be those, so those tings. Hello, mutta, hello, fada, that kind of thing. Typically, this is a working-class, uneducated sound that New Yorkers try to get rid of, but frequently it's a sound that is there regardless. And those are the New York City features.